BBC News. It's 3 minutes past ten.
Thank you.
The Late Show.
Ross Dickinson.
On the BBC.
Off we go then. This will be another Late Show. Ross on your radio all the way through until the early hours of tomorrow. It's 10. Start off with a solo artist. The solo artist joined by another artist to do a duet. The other half of the duet doing a solo song of their own at the end. No trending tonight, by the way. No trending. Because we'll be having another visit from Andy Mottam. He is somewhere in the world. Where in the world is he? We don't know. We'll give you some clues a little later on. We don't know where he is either. Hand on heart, we do not know where he is. But he's given us two clues, which we will unveil to you. We try and have a guess where he is, and then we'll talk to him at about 10 past, quarter past 11, and find out exactly where in the world he is. I know. So tonight, we will be catching up with Andy Mottam somewhere in the world, but we don't know where he is. He's given us two clues. Somewhere on the planet, you will find Andy Mottam. The clue is, I'm in a country that in 2016 was voted the most visited country on Earth, when over 21 million people stayed here at least one night. It has 1,400 islands, 35,000 temples, and is the biggest exporter of orchids in the world. If you know where that is in the world, send us a text 81333, purely for the pleasure of it, or call us on 0800 389 3333. We're going to be talking to Andy live from this idyllic spot of the Earth, wherever it is, in around 20 minutes' time, 20, 25 minutes, depending on how the technology works and how we hook up with him. So we'll be talking to him live on the programme from somewhere in the world, somewhere where it's a country that in 2016 was voted the most visited country on Earth, with over 21 million people staying there at least one night, 1,400 islands, 35,000 temples, and the biggest exporter of orchids in the world. Where in the world is Andy Mottam? He'll tell us at 10 past, but if you fancy guessing in the meantime, 0800 389 3333 or send a text starting with the word Russ to 81333. Those numbers are also the numbers to use if you're joining in with our Situation soundtrack tonight, and we'll have some more of those before half 11. Oh, from Blondie. It's gone 11:05. So we've already given you one clue as to where in the world is Andy Mottam. We're going to be joining him very shortly. I'm going to give you another clue. The clue you've already got is that he's in a country that in 2016 was voted the most visited country on Earth. Over 21 million people stayed there for at least one night. It's got 1,400 islands, 35,000 temples, and is the biggest exporter of orchids in the world. Another clue for you, if that hasn't swung it. Siamese cats first came from here, so named after the country's original name, which changed in 1949 to the name we all know today. There's also durian, the world's smelliest fruit. Really does smell awful. It's like sulfur and old socks. But tastes apparently very nice if you manage to get it to your mouth without going, yeah, no, thank you. Apparently it tastes terrific, smells foul. Durian. So Siamese cats came from there, out of the country's original name, which changed in 1949. And durian, the world's smelliest fruit, also comes from there. Know where that is? If you do, you've got but a few minutes to send a text into 81333 just to show off and show how clever you are. Or call us 0800 389 3333. 0800 389 3333. If you are sending a text to 81333, don't forget to start your text message with the word Russ. And I will be chatting live across the globe to Andy Mottam very soon. That is Pink. And what about us? We are in contact with the young Andy Mottam. And Andy, hello. Don't tell us where you are yet.
Okay, Ross. How are you?
Very all right, thank you. We were just chatting off air. Last time we spoke, you were in the middle of Pacific, weren't you?
I think the Pacific. No, actually, I think it was South Africa, actually. I think I was interviewing the captain of a cruise ship.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So, gosh, a long time ago. So, anyway, you're keeping well. We've given out the clues that you gave us about the most visited island, 21 million people staying at least one night there, and the Siamese cat and the durian. Is it durian or durian fruit?
Durian, yes.
Durian. I mispronounced it. I apologise for everybody. Durian fruit, which is stinks horrible, but taste. Have you tasted it?
Do you know, it's out of season. Where I was the last couple of days, up in the north of the country, they don't have it. But I'm now in the capital, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to have a go. Got to be done, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Braver man than I. Hold the nose, I would imagine. Ivor the Tiger, he reckons you're in Thailand. We've got some other guesses down here. Let's have a look. I think Andy is in Thailand, says Dave over in Halifax. And we had some callers in on the phone. Let's have a look here. Somebody else guessed Thailand as well. I'll find the name in a minute. Were they right?
Spot on, yeah.
Fantastico. Yeah. It's not a small place, though, is it? So which bit are you in? Yeah, you mentioned you're now in the capital, I just remember. But you've been to the north, did you say?
Yeah, I've had the most wonderful week so far. It's brilliant, actually, yeah. You know, everyone does Thailand because of the beautiful beaches here and the resorts and obviously Bangkok, but I've been doing a lot of things with elephants this week up in the north, and it's a wonderful place up in northern Thailand called Chiang Rai. Most people have heard of Chiang Mai, but this Chiang Rai is right on the border, actually. It's with Myanmar, which used to be Burma, and Laos, which is the other country next to it. So you actually can see three countries. I mean, I saw three countries from my hotel room. And it was really beautiful, beautiful. But the reason I was up there is, you know, the Anantara Golden Triangle Elephant Camp and the resort there is really just it's a luxury lodge, actually, but it's a private piece of jungle, and it's a sanctuary for captive elephants who were essentially rescued, if you like, from the streets of many of the cities like Bangkok and other Thai cities, to get them off the streets because the mamuts, the people who owned the elephants, were begging and using the elephants to beg for money. So they brought them up here to roam free again in the jungle. It's really something. It's marvellous. And, you know, cities really are not the right place for elephants to walk around, you know.
No. Are you able to get up close to them?
Oh, absolutely. It's just been magical, Ross. It's been fantastic. And they do this thing called Walking with Giants experience. And you get literally, I spent the afternoon with three elephants. I mean, we walked along the jungle with them and we stood underneath the trees while they just noshed away on bits of branches and sugarcane. And, you know, they were gentle. They were just absolutely magical, and we were literally with them for over 3 hours, just walking next to them, you know, stroking them. They were so lovely. And I don't know if you know that they eat 10% of their body weight every day, and they weigh 2 tons. So these ladies were pretty big.
You say they eat a third of their body weight each day.
10%. 10% of their body weight.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And what is it they chew through?
Yeah, they're literally vegetarian. So they're eating grass and shoots and sugar cane and that kind of stuff. But, you know, the mamuts, which is the people who own them, you know, it costs $18,000 a year per elephant. So you can imagine. And these mamuts, they've been brought up here and they get paid regularly by the hotel. So, you know, they are given an income, if you like. So they're slowly re-educating them into how to treat elephants, you know, in a better way, which is fantastic. And we walk down to the river here, which is the natural border with Myanmar, and the elephants just walked straight into the water and started frolicking around. And it was just magical, Ross. I can't tell you. I got quite emotional, actually.
I was going to say, I can tell by the way you're describing the story that it's affected you. You've really been taken by them.
Honestly, yeah. It was something that it's very privileged to be able to be with them. And it's something they offer all the guests here. So it's something really magical. I thought it was great. And the hotel has been funding the whole thing, so it's a massive project, which is great. And where we are, which was the old Golden Triangle, I don't know if you've heard that word, but it was the Golden Triangle used to be you know, where they did a lot of cultivating opium, and sort of here Myanmar and Laos was the sort of back in this between the 60s and the 90s was the big place for poppy growing, and that's all changed now. So you know, believe it or not, these guys were cultivating poppy to use as medicines, like for 5,000 years. But obviously, the opium wars and things like that happened. And the interesting thing, there is this wonderful museum. It's called the Hall of Opium. And it goes back and talks about the whole history of the opium wars and things like that. And I have to say, you know, the royal family here, the Thai royal family, have been involved in investing lots of money into the farms up here and produced this fantastic museum. So it's, again, it's a really interesting day to spend up there. Really nice. And so here I am back down in Bangkok.
Feet on feet back down to the ground time. What's ahead of you now in Bangkok? Yeah. How are you going to spend your time there?
Well, mate, it's you know, it's the reason I'm down here as well is it's the inaugural elephant boat race and river festival, which starts today. Lots of industries turning up, and it's along the Chao Phraya River here in Bangkok, and it's a 3-day festival. Lots of boat races and events, and there's going to be some Thai pop stars going to be doing their stuff, and a fashion show for ladies, and it's a pretty big deal. And all the proceeds will be going to the Golden Triangle Elephant Foundation, so it's a special thing for that, which I'm really looking forward to.
And I'm just checking something. Did you say elephant boat racing?
Yeah, I mean they're dragon boats, but they've got specially commissioned elephant heads on them.
Oh, I see. And,
I'm with you. I actually thought, what? They're actually going to be standing on the water? No.
Right. Okay. No. Okay. So it's both shaped like elephants with an elephant headmast on them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. You look
after yourself as always, and where in the world? Well, you don't give us many clues, do you, as to where you're off next to? But what sort of direction are you headed? North, east, northeast, south, or west?
Oh, it's a big secret, but it could be somewhere west.
Okay,
yes.
It might be somewhere west. Well, we'll take it from
it
there.
It might be, yeah.
Always a delight to talk to you, mate. You enjoy the rest of your time with the elephants. You're obviously having a fine old time with them.
I'm loving it. Thanks, mate. Speak to you soon.
Talk to you later. Cheers, mate. That's Andy Mossack, our explorer extraordinaire. And he's in Thailand and has been mixing with the elephants and about to go and see boat races featuring elephants, or at least elephant-shaped boats, in Bangkok, which is where he is. Well done to everybody who got the right answer and guessed where he was.